Hello, hello, and welcome to the Next Level Loan Officers Podcast, the number one podcast for loan officers by loan officers.
With real originators in the trenches, just like you, every single day.
If they can go there, how come I can't go there? Well, you can.
Like, if you don't water your plants, you don't have future crops. You can't feed your family. You can't make a living. This is watering your crops.
You have to find your community and you have to dig in.
If it wasn't for you guys, I can tell you, probably my trajectory would have been a completely different one.
We'll see you on the next Next Level Loan Officers Podcast.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Next Level Loan Officers Podcast. And we've got hundreds of episodes now, Sean, and which means they've had to hear from us talk hundreds of times.
And they keep tuning in, Shane.
And they keep tuning in. Guys, first and foremost, if you've subscribed, if you like our channel, if you engage in this, thank you. It's really humbling to us, just a couple of dudes trying to make a living in this world we call mortgage. So thank you for that. You know, Sean and I were just talking, and confidence, I believe, in the last, let's call it mortgage cycle, which was a cycle of abundance. Confidence, I believe, came from people's revenue, their wallet, their abundance. And I was talking to one of our other owners, Ken Travis. We were in Vegas for a convention last week, and I was flying there, and I was thinking about, I was texting with some of our private mortgage clients and people who outwardly on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram appear confident. But then as I'm talking to them in private, intimate conversations, they're ready to quit the industry. In fact, I had a coaching call yesterday with a great guy, like phenomenal guy. And the call started with basically, I want to quit, right? And it was almost like he was looking for me to say, hey, brother, I give you permission to quit or don't quit. But, you know, it's so interesting as we really look at where we are as an industry now, moving into or in a new season. If your confidence was tied to your revenue, did you really even have confidence? And if not, what we want to talk about today is how to rebuild or create confidence in the world we live in today, because you can do it. Now, I am a recovering, anxiety-filled, depression-laden human. And I grew up that way. I had depression, anxiety. I've navigated that my whole life. What we're not talking about are those things that, like, you really need help from an outside source, right? There's great resources for that. Especially post pandemic, there's inexpensive options to do that. So we're not talking about, like, you know, breaking it down personally in your life outside of the industry. I'm talking about sales confidence, right? How do you get, now that does relate back to life, and Sean's going to go stoic on me here and dig in on some things, but we just wanted to take a few minutes today to give you some tips, some tools, some resources to rebuild your confidence, because the future is bright if you're wearing the right colored glasses.
You know, we just rolled off a series of podcasts of these 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And if you guys, if you haven't listened to those, there's a lot of gold for you inside of there. But, like, you know, you got to ask yourself, I mean, it's hard. Like, you go from closing 20 loans a month or 10 loans a month to close in one loan a month, two loans a month. And you've got to rebuild on this. And it's like, man, so how do you get that mojo back? Like, you've got to have wins. You know, Shane and I were talking about simple little things before this. There's a great book. It's a short read. It's actually a great listen to. My kids like to listen to it on trips that we go on, called Make Your Bed. And it is a retired Navy SEAL he was a Navy SEAL. So, you know, he was a badass.
Enough said.
But, like, he went through some stuff. What he talked about, how they made it through SEAL training, and then just how when he had this major accident, he should have been kicked out of the SEALs because he was not able to perform anything. But his brothers were there for him to make sure that he still was able to succeed. And one of the things, man, it's just like making your beds a simple task. I read this book called The Daily Stoic every day. It's a one page read. It's simple, but it's a win for me in the morning. Not only is it a win that I get to read a little something, but it helps center me. It helps me get my head right for the day. I meditate, I work out, I do some other things, but all of those things are little wins. And so that just helps you as an individual, but you got to have wins in your business as well too. And so as we put our 5-4-3-2-1 strategy together, like I want this to be really simple for you. You know, doing 5 ATMs, it might be too much. Maybe it's a 4-3-2-1. Maybe it's 3-2-1. Maybe it is just 2-1. But I know when you do your ATMs and you execute, like you've got to execute for a long period of time. And by long, like in the loan officer world, that's 90 days, which seems like 9 years for most of us a lot of times. Because like, you know, if you're trying to do 4 things and this week you do 3 of 4, next week you do 2 of 4, the next week you do all 4, and then the next week you do 3 of 4, but it wasn't the same 3 or 4 you did last time. You end up through a season of 90 days and you look back and you're like, man, this didn't work. And really, if you look in the mirror, it didn't work because you didn't execute properly on it. So
you didn't work, Sean. That's what we want to say is it's not that it didn't work. You didn't work.
You didn't do what you needed to do. Yeah. And so, you know, like we would live in a different, if rocket science was easy, if rocket science was mortgages, you know, we'd live in a different world right now, because in World War II, when bombs were being launched from France over to England and kept missing everything that they were targeting and not counting for wind shear and everything else, like that continent would be a very different place right now. And maybe the United States would as well too. Fortunately, mortgages are way more simple than rocket science is. And it's just about putting a plan together and executing. I mean, I see it over and over again. If you have flamingo syndrome and your head stuck in the sand, like you don't win. Shane, how many people do we talk to that it's like, I haven't closed a loan in a month. I only have one loan in the pipeline. I've taken 2 apps in the last 30 days. And when we ask, how many realtors have you called in the last 30 days? Maybe one.
Listen, can we dispel a myth really quick here? For those of you who in your minds have already quit and you are already creating a story of your future job, I'm going to give you a quick example. So a good friend of mine decided that he wanted to quit the mortgage industry. He lives in a neighborhood with people who work very high up for Adobe. And so in his mind, he compares his current success to those who work for Adobe. And I asked him, I said, great, what are you going to do? He goes, I don't know yet. I'm just looking. I'm going to talk to my neighbors and get some feelers out. And so me being the king of analogies, I said, great, let's think of Adobe here. So if you wanted to become a high-level executive at Adobe, what would you have to do right now? Like starting from scratch today, because you're quitting the mortgage industry. Well, you're not getting that job, right? Let's just say that right now. You're not becoming an exec at Adobe, stepping out of mortgage. So then go, great. Well, what if you just wanted to get hired at Adobe? What do you have to do? Well, I would imagine if you went on their site and looked, there's very few jobs paying well that don't require a significant level of education. How much does that education cost? How much time does that take? At the end of this story, it was 5 years, $200,000 to get $100,000 to $150,000 a year job. If you like just hold fast for 5 years in mortgage, do you know how much money you're going to make? So for those of you who have quit in your head, either just go quit and be willing to like accept the fact that the money you made in the boom, you will not make in your future job without more effort. Second, the reality is that most people right now, Sean, are not working 40 hours a week.
Amen.
Like they're not even close. Because to your point, you go, well, hey, what do you got one loan in the pipeline. What are you doing? They're staring at their computer screen, hoping that a lead will just pop up in their inbox. It's not going to happen, guys. You're going to have to go out and do some real significant work, as you would if you had to go to college for 5 years to get a job at Adobe. You're not just going to like 4 years later have a degree. You got to work for that degree. You have to show up for the interviews. You have to wear a suit and a tie. You have to be in somebody's office physically located for specific hours every day that you don't determine. Like if that's the life you want, then quit. If the life you want is what you had before in the mortgage industry, what we need to do is rebuild confidence organically so that it's not tied to the weather. It's not tied to your spouse's feedback. It's not tied to your pocketbook, your wallet. And I want to just give a few just very simple, like real world actions that I took. Because again, like we're not impervious to this. Like it sucks when you go from, you know, closing 350 million to closing 35 million. Like that's not fun. Now you and I prepared, right? Like we knew that a famine was coming. So our storehouses are full. So we are blessed. However, still really mentally just down in the dumps on occasion. So I did a couple of things. First and foremost, get up at the same time every day. This sounds stupid. It sounds so easy. Get up at the same time. If you get up after 6, you're not winning. I get up at anywhere from 5 to 5:30. If you're getting up later than that, you're not winning because there are enough of us who are, you're not going to be able to catch up in time. You're going to have to work till 11 at night. You're going to lose your family. You're going to get divorced. It's not going to end well. Get up early. Number two, create 2 to 3 habits every morning that start your momentum moving positively. Now, for me, I wish I could go out and lift sandbags and do handstand, you know, push-ups with Sean. My back just most days won't allow that. So what do? I take a 30-minute walk with my dog. And it's like, it when you look at it compared to David Goggins, it's not impressive. But here's the deal. If I do that every day, do you know how much cardio I'm getting in? Do you know how great it is for my dog? How great it is for me? Yesterday, it was quiet. It was peaceful. The sun was out. Great momentum shift. And I would say number three.
Well, I got to stop you right there. Yeah, how great fresh air is for your body.
It's the best medication you can ever take.
And the sun that you get in the morning, you get like all the good stuff without the really brutal ultraviolet rays that cook you. And, you know, I'll stop there. But like those that morning routine, like it is so powerful to just be outside in the morning and do. I don't care if you go sit in the sun on your back patio.
It almost doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If it's consistent. I mean, I just don't know of anyone in my life or that I've researched that's successful having a evening routine and not having a morning routine. So what I'm describing is that morning routine. I also am in scripture, in the word. I also have the Daily Stoic. I have a couple of great books, simple, bite size, bits of knowledge, right? Not crazy. And then show up at your place of work at a consistent time every day. Like punch the clock, whether you have a boss or not. And like that will get you just to where you can start your day effectively. Like that's not even starting your day effect because now we got to go to work. Now we got to put in the work and do the ATMs. And you glossed over this, but if this is your first time listening to us, actions that matter are the things you do, those daily habits directly tied to your job. Now, here's what's really cool about this. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Engage with 5 posts organically every day, meaning that Sean does a post about.
I wanted to make them go listen to him, but
I know we will. We will engage 5 times a day with people's posts. 4, create 4 private messages. 3, have 3 organic conversations with people not in your sphere. 2, create 2 posts a day. 1, meet with 1 person. Here's what's cool about this. If you perfect this, and then you say, you know what, mortgage just isn't for me. I'm going to go be a solar power salesman. And then I would say to you, great, what are you going to do to generate business? Well, I'm probably going to get online. I'm probably going to engage with people. I'm probably going to make calls. I'm probably going to have in-person meetings. Oh, you mean 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, right? I go back to yesterday. I had a coaching call yesterday. And the guy at the beginning of the call was wanting me to give him permission to quit or pull him off the ledge. I said, well, how much are you doing your ATMs? Silence. I'm like, bud, how much are you doing? He's like, not enough. Okay, cool. So part-time worker wanting full-time results in a downward trending market, not a great recipe for success. Then I said, what do you want to do? He goes, well, I might want to do some recruiting for mortgage. I have and he has a really unique opportunity. I said, hey, I don't mind in a down market having a couple of things that are complementary. I said, what are you going to do to grow your recruiting business? Wouldn't you know it, Sean? It was the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 campaign again. And so like what I want to say is first, start your day effectively. Have a routine. Get up at the same time. Whether that's like getting in the word, your cup of coffee, I wouldn't start it with news. Like it's not going to start you off on positive momentum. I would move, get some sort of movement in that wakes you up better than coffee. Do an ice bath. I do them at night, but you want to wake up quick, get an ice bath. Have movement in your morning, have a routine, have positivity, and then punch the clock and show up to work every day at the same time. And whether that means that you're sitting at your computer getting organized, creating your ATMs, going through your checklist, like filling out your Power 90, you know, tracker, whatever, show up the same time every day.
It, Shane, so I turned off all news after the last election cycle. So, I mean, we're a good 2.5 years deep, almost 3 years deep on me not tuning into any of it. You know what? My life is better. I mean, yeah. It's so much better not dealing with any of that. It's funny that you bring up this Adobe analogy because I had a coaching call yesterday and this guy, he was talking with his sister and she's a high-end recruiter for software sales. And he was telling me, he's like, well, I was asking her about what, you know, she did. And he's like, you know, it's kind of nice because they get like an 80 or 100K base. And it's like, okay, so not near what you make as a loan officer. He's like, yeah. And he's like, then I was asking her like, you know, well, what does a typical transaction look like? And she's like, well, you know, they typically close like maybe one a year and, you know, it's a $4 million, $3 million, $4 million deal. It's like, oh man. So what kind of commission they make on that? And it's like 1%. And it's like, and he was like, well, I make that now. And it's like, yeah, when you have a lot more at bats, you're not solely tied to that one deal. He instantly made me think of this guy, and I won't say his name on the podcast, but I've done loans for this guy for years and I've fallen out of touch with him. But he was a SaaS guy, software as sales guy. And every couple of years, like he would come do a new loan and upgrade his house. He'd make 80K for a couple of years, and then he'd have one big deal and he'd make $400,000 or $500,000 that year. And then he pretty much spent it all. And then the next few years it'd be down. And then, you know, we do it that following year because of course you average the income up when somebody's going up like that. And so like, but we would always do this for him. I wrote down his name so I could go reach out to him. But guys, there's just not a career that exists that you get as many at bats. You can close as many transactions. You can help as many people. And you can make as much money as you can in the mortgage business. But you got to keep things simple. You've got to find your it. You've got to find your confidence. Whether it's getting outside, reading a book, whatever it is, you've got to find that for yourself every morning. And then you've got to pick your actions that matter, that work for you. The beautiful thing is that, you know, for somebody, they might just absolutely kill it with one-on-one appointments. And they might go on 20 a week and that's what they do every single week. And then they use their other 20, 25 hours to get their work done. You know, somebody might be just on social media and just do Zoom meetings because that works for them. Like it doesn't matter. There's no right answer in any of this. It's what works for you that delivers results. And you know, before we wrap up, I'll leave you with one question you need to always ask yourself. Is this a proactive sales effort? Because if you can answer yes to that, not that, hey, I'm the appraisal's in, good news, everybody. That's a good thing that you do during a transaction to let everybody know, hey, solid. But that's not needle moving. It could be over time and you're going to argue and say, hey, but if I do that with every listing agent, yes, I agree. That's good. That's going to get you business. But it's not calling a new agent. It's not interacting with somebody new. It's not somebody who haven't followed up with, who haven't spoken to in a month because you haven't closed a transaction, reaching out to them. Those are proactive sales efforts. Doing a video and posting it, doing a reel, those things are what's proactive for you.
Yeah, and I forgot to mention one thing that I think is really, really important. As early as you can in your day, you need to address things that cause you anxiety. Because what you don't want to do is put your anxiety in your back pocket and walk around with it all day. So I wouldn't do that in lieu of my morning routine, but as early as I can, solve the problems causing you anxiety. And I wouldn't spend all day on this. Now, if it takes you a day to solve it, all good, right? Because then you're moving on. But that's super important. You know, I want to close by just giving you guys just a quick analogy. Perennial plants are those that grow every spring. Annual plants live for a season and then they die. Which one would you want to be? Do you want to be in an industry where it continually grows at different levels, right? Depending on the amount of sun and water and things that you can't control, the plant might grow a little bit faster, a little bit slower, but it constantly produces fruit. Or do you want to be an annual that every year it dies and you have to start from scratch? Confidence is a key part of this. If you don't have confidence, right? And you don't, and consistency, if you're not consistently doing things to create confidence in your life, you've already lost. And then you need to admit that you're not going to be able to replace this job with something better before this job becomes better again. We are going to have another season of abundance, and you're either prepared or you're not. If you go into that season with false confidence, you will fail. You might fail with a bigger pocketbook, but you'll fail. You'll fail in your marriage. You'll fail with your health. We just had a great friend in the mortgage industry who just shared that he had a heart attack. And like, that's not necessarily correlated to bad discipline. It's a reminder of how like thin the gap is between winning and losing in life. And we want you to win. We believe in winners. Guys, if you believe in that, you can also join us on the other side. And we make this, it's nearly a frictionless process. Join the free Next Level community. Guys, you don't have to pay. We won't take your credit card. Although we would love to bring you into our high-level private coaching group, our pro community, there's an opportunity for those who just aren't there yet, who need to dip their toe into accountability, who need to dip their toe into creating consistent habits to build confidence. No cost. We're there all the time hanging out. It is off social media, so it's distraction-free. We simply talk about things that will grow our business. And you can do that. You can find out more information by going to becomenl.com. And Sean, thank you as always. Guys, we will see you on the other side. Join us. It's sunny and the weather's good. Thanks, you guys.